This is an executive summary of DST Master Lease Structure Explained, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. If you write a Delaware Statutory Trust, DST, offering closely, you'll often find a master lease at the heart of its structure, and for good reason. The IRS rules that make a DST work as 1031 eligible real estate, often called the seven deadly sins, sharply restrict what the trust and its trustee can do. The trustee generally can't actively manage the property, negotiate new leases, or take on the operational decisions a normal landlord makes. To keep the trust passive while still running a real, operating property, many DSTs use a master lease structure. A master tenant, typically an affiliate of the sponsor, leases the entire property from the trust and handles day-to-day operations, leasing, and management, paying the trust rent under the master lease. This keeps the trustee passive, preserving the 1031 and grantor trust treatment, while ensuring the property is actively operated. This guide explains why DSTs use a master lease, the master tenant versus trustee roles, how it preserves 1031 status, its impact on income, and what investors should know. Baker 1031 does not provide tax or legal advice. Verify the current rules and your specific situation with your advisors. This is educational information, not investment advice. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.